Hey girl, you're listening to the For the Girl podcast, the podcast designed for you. Join Mac and Kenz as they cover all the hard topics for real life girls trying to love Jesus. Get ready for encouragement, truth, and let's be real, a little bit of a hot mess. Is it just me or are Mac and Kenz your new best friends? Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the For the Girl podcast. Today's episode is one that we're excited about. We are going to be doing our most real and authentic, probably slightly messy, haphazard, all over the place life update that we have ever done. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but life looks very different for us than it did a couple years ago. And we wanted to clue you guys in on all the things happening in our world, all the things happening in our lives. Both of us are pretty terrible at keeping the Instagram updated. So we thought this would be fun to just go in on all the things that you guys are probably curious about and wondering.
Are they though? Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. But also, of course, we'll share kind of like our hearts and just some of the things that God is kind of teaching us and pulling out of us in this season and shaping in us. And so we're excited. And I foresee Kenz to go first.
Yeah, she's forcing me to go first. Oh my gosh, though. Let's talk about how last week, the podcast episode, it was like glitching a little bit. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, why is it glitching? I like went to the thing and I was like, oh no, the video uploaded somehow. Because when we do this, you guys, we do look at each other and we have like a video. But like we look so ratchet. Like I'm probably picking my nose half the time. You know, it's just gross. And I thought our video was live in the world, as if we decided we were going to like release our video like really intentionally. And then we look like this. I was like, no,
I would have been
honestly
shook.
Been funny.
I would have been shook because I never think about what my face is doing. Did you figure it out? Why did you edit the video?
I had to literally redo the whole thing. Okay. You're welcome.
Well, sorry, but, you know, it's kind of your fault. But it was your fault.
Oh, man. It was my fault. Yeah, but I had to redo it. I literally redid the whole thing. I don't know how the video got up there. Yeah.
That's well, so weird. Okay.
That was Learned the one that lesson. We had to – that was the one we had to record twice, too. So I think the first – I think I was using the same, like, editing, like, link for the last sentence, this one, and something happened there. So
you know what that means. It was a good one because
the enemy
was trying to take us down.
Oh my gosh. It wasn't good. I can't even remember.
I don't remember it all either.
Okay. Life update, you guys. This is going to be fun. I'm going to try not to like filter it out. We're just going to be honest. Okay. All right. Okay. Wait. So I'm starting.
Yes.
Okay.
You're starting. I think that's been established.
Okay, we got a lot of things to update you guys on. Number one, okay, so first off is I moved to Florida. I feel like you guys know this. I live in the sunny state of Florida. I'm from California and always thought Floridians were like losers. And here I am now, a part of it. So I'm loving it. They no longer are losers. They're the winners. Honestly, it's more affordable. It's sunny more often. California is like low-key kind of chilly. Florida, not that. Sunny, loving life.
Are people who are local to Florida annoyed with you guys who move into Florida? Is that kind of the vibe or what?
I don't think so, no. If anything, the people that are annoyed are the elderly that wish it was just other elderly. But now there's young people erupting the scene. It was really funny. I went on a walk the other day and there was like – and it's like spring break time. And so there's like more people out on the beach and younger people like with their friends. And this lady was like legit mad that there were just like more people. And I was like, it's fun. She was like, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. You made that way more serious. Now I feel bad that I talked that way about elderly people.
No, I get it though. I feel like honestly, the Karens of this world love to live in Florida. You know, they just want their peace in Florida. And when it's being interrupted, it's just kind of like, oh, this is annoying.
Yeah, that's been a hard transition for Josh. Josh is like, if somebody like yells at Josh, like, you know, slow down or like stop
yeah.
the stop sign or whatever, they could even say it like not even in like a high tone. They could just like say it. And he will like stir on that, like mull on that for months at a time. And so he's had a lot of internal battles going on with the elderly in our neighborhood, but it's fine.
Honestly, I kind of feel that way too. I feel like I would never tell somebody else how to drive, like some stranger,
yeah.
like how to drive or whatever. And so when people do that to me, I'm like, oh, I'm just so offended. Like, I wasn't trying, you know, to do anything harmful or malicious. So I feel that way. I relate with Josh in that one.
Yeah, you just, like, can't let it go. Oh, I'm the opposite. Somebody could yell at me. I was, like, riding our little golf cart on, like, the walking path the other day. And somebody was like, get off the walking path. And I was like, sorry. People, like, use their golf carts on this walking path, too. But this one particular person thought I was not allowed. He, like, yelled at me pretty loudly. I forgot about it. I mean, like, I don't remember what he looked like. Josh, he'd be like, he would know who that man was. Anyways. All right.
Okay. We digress.
Okay, we live in Florida. You were just so annoying, though. I was like, yeah, the older people, blah, blah. And then you're like, yeah, I understand. And I thought.
Okay, this is my fault?
Yeah, it's your fault. Okay.
You can edit all that out if you would like.
Okay, yeah. No, I won't. Okay. So I live in Florida because my family lives here and I had a baby. So, you know, they're built-in nannies. It's amazing. And it's so much fun being with my family. I see them like every Sunday for sure because we have like a Sunday feast family tradition now that we do. And then outside of that, I see them just here and there. So that's a life update. Me and Josh have not lived near my parents like since I left for high school. So it's a big change. And I was honestly a little bit like stressed about it, trying to balance like relationships with my family and then trying to make new friends. And it's my mom, dad, and then my sister also lives here. And so I was like, and she's new. So I was like, oh my gosh, I got to make friends for her. I got to see her. She can't be alone. My mom and dad, they're right around the corner. Got to keep them up to date. But good news to report is that it's been a lot less stressful than I thought. It's honestly pretty organic and nice. And I think I was inserting like that into my like busy Nashville life where here I don't have much to do. So it's like really easy to keep up with everything.
Yeah. It's already ingrained. It's just a part of it. That's true.
Yes.
Adding family on top of everything else can feel like a lot, but when it's just a part of your everyday rhythms and routines, it's pretty awesome. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we're living near our fams together. It's cute. Okay. What else do I have for you? We've made some friends, new friends. The relationships are getting deeper, but we really only have like one hang a week, which is new for us. I mean, in Nashville, we had hangs every day of the week, booking people out, you know, like 3 weeks in advance. Here, it's just like casual, want to hang, you know, we hang here, there. It's fun. I thought of you because yesterday I got a text from a new friend that said, have you guys been to the town's fair or something? And I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most Mac thing ever, a small town fair.
Are you going?
I think so. I don't know yet, but yeah.
Nice.
Josh only wants to go if there's going to be alligators. He wants the true Florida experience, but I think he's thinking this is like, what does he think this is, a zoo?
Or yeah, like a petting zoo? What is? Why does he think there's going to be alligators?
He doesn't know what a fair is.
Okay.
Never lived in a small town before. We don't know what to expect. Okay. Other life updates. I haven't been on a plane for like 8 months, and that's not an exaggeration. Isn't that crazy?
Meaning, that is crazy.
Meaning, wow. Our life has been pretty like chill. We didn't travel before we had.
Okay, this
Ruthie.
Is not true at all. You were on a plane last week. You liar.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
Oh my goodness. No. Oh my goodness, you are caught.
Okay, before that, okay. 3 days ago, okay? Actually, you're right. Okay, well, I've been like saying this fact and I forgot that this fact is no longer true. But anyways, yep, so yeah, we haven't been doing much going anywhere. We didn't travel like before we had the baby, and then we just haven't since we had Ruthie, which I'm kind of bummed about because I say that traveling with a little infant is like the best time to travel. But yeah, we don't really want to go anywhere. We like our new place, our new house, our new life. So there's that. I exclusively Instacart my groceries now. Big grown-up things here. Do you do that?
Nah, sometimes, but I have Walmart Plus, not Instacart. So,
oh, dang. Is Walmart Plus the way to go?
Well, I feel like Walmart Plus has like everything. And then, but like I still go to the store for kind of like my produce and meats and stuff. But it's just really cheap in Walmart. You can know you can do groceries plus other stuff, which is kind of nice. So,
oh, true.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I
might. You know, we're a little less bougie than you, so it kind of checks out for us.
Yeah. Well, I was doing the delivery and, like, taking the fees and stuff like that. I was like, whatever. It's out of
business. Oh.
But now I'm doing pickup because.
Oh, pickup. Yeah.
Yeah. If you just time it right, I'm already going to be in, like, in that area. So.
Oh, pickup is awesome. I feel like once we have the baby, I'll do even more of it. Right now, sometimes in my brain, I'm like, oh, I can just run in there real quick and grab stuff really fast.
So yeah.
I kind of go back and forth.
There is like a cute little like fresh market situation across the street. So, and I like taking Ruthie to the grocery store. It's actually kind of fun and cute. Like I wear her on the little thing. But it's like you can't go to multiple grocery stores. So I'll like do my Instacart for one and then I'll like put her on.
Yeah. Nice. Gotcha.
So that's my life. That's a new thing for me. I think that's a mom thing. So.
Yeah. Nice.
Speaking of mom things. I have fired two nannies in the last 4 months.
This is the tea. This is the tea of your life. I think you're the kind that have fired people. Like, wow.
I mean, fired is like the most harsh way to say it. I just was like, sorry, I don't think we need you anymore. Sorry, my dog is like so itching. Life update, my dog like consistently itches and we don't have time to take him to the vet, so.
It's also a him, not a her.
Oh, yeah, him. but anyways, yeah. So basically, yeah, I thought that we would want a nanny. I thought we were going to want help. And I pictured myself before I had a baby, like, you know, getting dressed every day, packing my briefcase, going to a high-rise office. I don't know what I'm doing.
Your briefcase.
Yeah. And I just thought I'd do that whole, like, working mom thing, which, you know, I am doing, but not in that style. So anyways, like, right out the gate, I was like, Josh, we need to start the process of looking for a nanny. And I, like, pushed this agenda, like, super hard. And the whole time he was like, do we really need that? Do we really want that? I wasn't even asking questions. I was like, all right, let's go. I know what I want. And so we got our first nanny, and she was awesome. All these nannies have been amazing. But Ruthie, like, was crying a lot. It just, like, wasn't really working. I was more worried. I was hearing her cries, and I basically just, like, couldn't work while she was here. So I was like, okay, this is it, what we want. And obviously, we don't even have an office to go to. You know, we work from home. And also, with For the Girl, we don't even, like, work that many hours a day. So
this is true.
I don't know what I was going to do with my life, but – so yeah, but yeah, the first one happened, let her go. I had to call her. It was so sad. I was like, cause like, you know, it only was like 2 weeks, but we like somewhat invested in her. And then the second one, oh, and then I was like, okay, it was just her. Maybe she's crying because of the nanny. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll try a different one who maybe is more experienced with babies. And then this girl came only once and then I woke up to the reality of what I really needed in life.
She only came one time, and then you said it's not going to work out.
It was like a timing thing. Like, she came once. It wasn't anything to do with her. And then we had like a long weekend, and I was like, I just had time to like think and process of what I actually wanted. Everything happened so fast, okay? So, like I said, I was pushing the agenda, so.
The funniest part is that she gets on a call with me the next day and she's like, why didn't you tell me I didn't need a nanny? And I just laughed and I was like, how was I supposed to know? I don't have a child. Like, I have no idea. And she was genuinely like upset with me for not telling her that she didn't need a nanny.
I was waiting for somebody to say like, you can make it work. I think you can do both. Yeah. I really needed Josh to be like Josh takes the morning shift with Ruthie now, and I needed him to like say that or offer that or commit to that. So it was basically a communication issue with my husband. So we figured it out, though. Just left two nannies in the dust through the process.
Nice.
But both were still on good terms with, so it's great. One of them watched our dogs this last weekend when I flew on a plane.
That's good. That's right, when you flew on a plane.
Okay, we got to keep moving. Health update. I know you guys are wondering. health update. Like, some of you guys know I've been sick, like, quote unquote sick. You know, it hasn't been the worst. It actually started when I have never even told anybody this because there's like a stigma around it, but it started when I got COVID, and basically COVID like destroyed my lungs. Sad and scary. I don't know why me or whatever, but it's been a rough couple years trying to figure it out, especially balancing like having a baby and before that too. And it was just a lot. Like, the medical space is just so hard, like getting appointments and following up, getting your stuff, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, it's been a long journey. It's been really time consuming, stressful. And I always like, I'm like, oh, I just like wish things weren't like, I always think about the way I was before all this happened, like just like with more energy and could be more like, there's a lot there. There's like a lot of personal stuff, like even socially, like it's hard sometimes, like having a lot of plans because I like just like don't feel great, and it sucks because I just wasn't that way before this, and so it's been a lot of heavy stuff. And then spiritually too, wrestling with that, and God is healer and blah blah blah, we'll talk about that in another episode. But I recently went to the Mayo Clinic, which was crazy. They gave me some diagnosis and I'm figuring it out, but right now, I'm really hoping, I guess the update to put this in a box is I have like two things that I'm doing, treatments that I'm doing in the next like 2 weeks. And hopefully, prayers out that it resolves this.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I'm at. If not, we'll just take our next best step. So,
yeah.
Okay, I'm officially taking my dog's collar off because he's... Is it so loud?
Yeah, I can't hear it that much, but
oh, okay, good.
I can hear it, but very little. But no, I think that's good. I think that's cool. I mean, you really have been on this journey for such a long time, and I feel like some really awesome things have happened lately that have kind of given you some hope and excitement that maybe there is some, just like some solutions on the horizon. And I think that I'm really hopeful and excited for you because I know it's totally changed and shifted so much of your life because you've always been the girl who always has all the energy and always is like down for anything. And I'm sure it's been a huge, almost like identity shift of like, okay, wait, who am I without all this energy? Who am I now that I don't feel my best? And
yeah,
I know that's been really tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Speaking of, through the last couple of years, and this is a life update, I've gone on a health journey. I've become quite the health nut.
I feel like this is not a life update. You've always been a health nut. Ever
okay,
since
but
I've
more extreme.
You. Yeah,
more
extreme. It's getting more extreme, but you and the rest of the world, like, no, we're not shocked by this. Like, you and every other person is cold plunging and, like, doing all this stuff.
Okay,
part of our diet.
As you can tell, Mac hates it. Mac is...
No, I don't hate it. I just don't think it's that unique.
Why? Am I saying that?
No,
but I actually love it. You know I love it, which is probably why you're annoyed by it too.
Yeah.
Talk her ear off about it.
She does.
Oh my gosh. Mac like is so empathetic and nice as you just heard, but then all of a sudden I'll say one thing and she's like, oh my God, you and everybody else.
Yeah. But, I need to let God search my heart on that one. Like, what's my beef with that?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to skip this one since you're
going
to judge.
No. Keep going. Keep going.
Well, I just wanted to put some healthy tips out there in the world. Number one, I already posted this on Instagram this morning, but my first healthy tip is starting the day off with a super green smoothie. Okay, to be honest, speaking to anybody, though, who is struggling with, like, some sort of, like, illness, maybe you just feel, like, tired, or maybe you feel lethargic, or maybe you even, like, anxiety, even some mental health stuff, like, you do need to take control of some of, like, habits to help yourself feel better. So for me, like, it's really hard for me every day to have the energy I need and to, like, feel good. And so,
okay, well, I
start the day off.
I see an issue with your smoothie. There's no protein in your smoothie. No wonder you don't have any energy. You need some protein, girl.
Sometimes I put protein in, other times I don't.
Okay.
I do. I use I forget the name. But no, okay, I feel like it doesn't need it every time, especially if you're going to have protein later in the day.
Okay? I'm just saying. Okay, but I think about some protein.
Okay.
Like, I know what I'm talking about. I don't know anything.
Okay, let me just tell them really quickly and you can update. Okay. I put, like, so much spinach. You guys, I heard on a podcast the other day, this guy was, like, putting, like, every vegetable in a smoothie and it was just covered by, like, the fruit or maybe the liquid in it. Like, you can do crazy vegetables in your smoothie. I mean, do everything. Zucchini, spinach, cucumbers. I mean, you can go ham and it's all covered by the taste of everything else. So there's one hot tip for you. The second thing I've been doing is the Kettle Fire bone broth I put in the microwave. Heat that thing up with some, what's that butter called? That's like
ghee.
I put that. Mac, you would like this. I feel like you'd like this. You put the ghee in there, a spoonful of ghee and salt. It's fire. And talk about, like, the protein part. It holds you over. Okay?
Yeah.
So those are my two healthy tips for you.
Okay.
I eat a lot of red meat, too. And this is not because of a trend, but it's because part of my health stuff is low iron. And honestly, a lot of women have low iron. So, you know, anyone out there who's been feeling lethargic or short of breath, which is kind of niche, try eating more red meat. Okay?
Okay, and just to wrap up this segment, you know, I lived with Kens in college, which was 12 years ago. And 12 years ago, she was making green smoothies in the morning with all sorts of random vegetables.
Oh, so you're telling me I'm a trendsetter. Like,
yeah.
Everybody, like, just following this.
I think like you've been a health nut the whole time I've known you. You always have been this way. Now, you definitely have probably ate more candy back in the day. But I'm guessing you probably still eat candy, knowing you.
I try to find, like, healthy alternatives. I'm, like, addicted to craisins, and I still have those after every single meal.
Nice.
Craisins. A handful of craisins.
Wow. Like, really living wild over there. But, yes.
Sweets. Okay, wait. Did everybody know that Smart Sweets, you know, the healthy candy brand?
Yeah.
They got revamped.
Oh, like they're better now?
They're better now.
Oh, yeah. So if we've given them a try before and we didn't love them, we should try them again?
Absolutely. Yeah. It says, like, on the packaging, too. Like, this isn't just something I'm making up.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. Okay, closing our health segment.
I got my Vitamix. I got my Vitamix that, like, I asked it for my birthday when I was, like, 18 or something.
Yeah, and you had it when we lived together.
Yeah.
And you were making your green smoothies back then. I know you were because I remember it. So.
Yeah. Okay. Other life updates is I've lost half my head of hair because of freaking postpartum. And then I cut it off myself. I Googled a video, how to cut your hair. So
does it look good?
Yeah. Like, it's fine. It's I just, like, at this point, I'm like, whatever. I don't even care. So
I have so much hair. Do you think like I will notice my hair loss in postpartum?
No.
Because I have so much.
Yeah, and not everybody loses it. I feel like a lot of people that already have thick hair. Okay, this might totally be wrong, but, like, from the, like, five people in my life that I know that had a baby, a lot of people who, like, you know, have thick hair already, I feel like don't lose as much. But, yeah, I don't know that this is true. I mean, a lot of my stuff is, like, health stuff already. So you're going to be fine. You're not going to lose. And also, it's, like, up here. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to show you, though. Like, I legit have, like, so much new growth all over the top of my head. It's going to look spiky when it comes in. It's weird.
Wow. So like right in your front hairline, like it's almost like you're receding a little bit.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Life.
I love it.
But I cut it myself and I'm pretty proud, but also whatever.
Okay.
So there's that. Spiritual life up, or just like Jesus and me and stuff, life update. Obviously, when you have a baby, everything kind of goes to shambles. And so you have to figure out your new routines. And that's with any transition in life. You have to figure out your new routines. You can't throw out your time with Jesus altogether. But yeah, so right now I used to, like my whole life, I spent time with Jesus in the morning, like had my quiet time in the morning. And recently, and I kind of was like forcing that still once I had a baby. But recently I've been now spending time with the Lord at night, and I've kind of enjoyed it. I've gotten like a fun little drink at night, like a little hot drink, because, you know, it's kind of better with your coffee in the morning. But I'll do like a little tea situation or a healthy hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And, you know, spend time with Jesus that way. And it's been a sweet change in transition. We also just got done writing a Bible study. So I feel like right now I'm way less into like something intense. I've been using my prayer pad. Like we talked about this like 3 weeks ago. I've been so consistent. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it.
There we go.
I love it. One thing you have on your list that I just want to know more about is that you bicker with your husband more than ever.
I was getting there.
I was like,
I need to wrap my segment up.
I want to hear more.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, it's true. And it's been bad. I've been like trying to figure out how to not. I knew this was coming with the baby. I was like, Josh is messy. He's like a messy person. He's gotten a lot better since we've been married, but I knew once we had a baby, you know, things are already like a bit messy and you're like running around here to there. And then like you add Josh's mess to it, it's just not okay. And so before I had the baby, I was like, okay, don't get all nitpicky, Kens. Don't.
Yeah.
That's like the worst side of me. I get that way. I get like all – it's actually funny. The 7 on the Enneagram – their like bad side or whatever is a 1, which is like the perfectionism. You probably know this about me, and that's just so true. Like I get so like everything has to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Get it together, get the house together. Anyways, I was like, I don't want to be this way when I have the baby because I know it's going to be hard, but I've been that way. And I just have been like nitpicky and bickery, and like it's mostly about cleaning stuff up, and then also I guess maybe some family stuff too, like just living so close to my family. That's added like a new layer.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a big transition with your marriage, like going from just with everything for us versus like just us, no baby. Things are just like a lot more relaxed. So
it is interesting because both of you are going through this huge life transition, but Josh, you know, lived in Nashville for like pretty much his whole life. And now is moved somewhere new and your family is there and you have the comfort of like your family, and it's probably a little bit different for him. And some of the like, there can be moments of like, well, you won't understand. And Tyler and I have some of that too, because like he moved, we have the same situation. He left his whole life in Cincinnati, moved here. I'm close to my family. He's not. And yeah, I think.
Yeah.
In moments where you get bickery or nitpicky, it can get deeper real quick, real fast. And so
true.
That's crazy. But probably really good stuff for you guys to work through too.
Yeah. It's like so crazy. I feel like we're like each other's best teammates on sometimes, you know, like trying to do this parenting thing together and like making new friends and all that. Like it feels like so fun and exciting. But at the same time, it feels like we're also each other's biggest enemies at the same time. We're like, get it together. We have to keep it Ruthie on schedule and da da da. It's funny because initially when you had the baby, it's like very sweet and bonding and more relaxed, at least for us. And then, you know, we moved 2 months after the baby. So then it brought a layer of like home stuff. And
And you guys moved into a new house, and I'm sure you want it to be, well, I know you, you want it to be done, clean, perfect all the time.
Yeah.
And that's a lot with
and
a baby.
He's like, stop spending money.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, exactly. So I really, though, I'm taking responsibility of this. I mean, Josh is too, and he needs to, of course, he needs to like play his part or whatever. But I want it to be that way. You know, I've said this before, but you like have a choice in your marriage to be like,
yeah,
to be like each other's worst enemies or to just like enjoy each other's company and have fun together. And like, we have a lot to have fun in right now and a lot to be grateful for. And so I have to like remember that. That was just hard in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
But yeah, it's been a little bit of a bickery season. That is faux show. and that's pretty much my life update that I have for you.
Wow.
I think I covered, like, I'm trying to zoom out. I mean, yeah, I feel like that was it.
We got a glimpse into your life. Okay. I'm sorry for roasting you on your health journey stuff. Obviously, I take it back.
You roasted the whole world.
I know, I did. I know so many of you guys are offended by me, and I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
No, I don't think, actually. I don't think we have the health. Well, I don't know. Okay, your turn. Max Life Update.
Let's go.
Small town girly.
Yes. The first thing is, yes, still a small town girly. Kenz and I now compete over the title because her small town is probably smaller than my small town, which I'm happy she's joined us in small town life. But one thing that is new update on my small town life is that I think I'm starting to get popular in my small town.
Wow.
Which is just
Did
funny.
You say the word popular?
Popular.
On the More the Girl podcast.
Yeah, like the other
she
day.
Made it.
The other day I was, you know, at the little local coffee shop and like I just kept running into people I knew and I was like, this is, you know, that's kind of the small town dream when you walk into the coffee shop and you kind of know everybody. And I just had this moment where I was like, wow, I have arrived. I am no longer the stranger in the small town. I know people.
She's just waving left and right. Hey, girl. Oh, hi, girl. Oh, my gosh. Sissy. How's it going?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I just
My pregnancy. Oh, girl, you look so good. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I just know the conversation.
Yeah.
Your belly. Oh, my gosh. So cute. And then you go, wait, no, really? Oh, my gosh. I feel like my face is fat.
Okay.
Is that how it goes?
No, it's not quite that. We don't get that deep at the coffee shop, okay? It's just like, hey, what's up? How are you? Good to see you. You know, all the stuff. Okay.
I know, though, that there's some elderly people that go to your dad's church that are obsessing over your pregnancy, right?
Oh, yeah,
that
probably
you run into?
So. Yeah, probably so. Like people that I don't know will be like, congratulations. And I just assume they probably go to my dad's church. So, yeah. I want to get, when we have the baby, you know, those like yard signs that announce you have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get one because of our small town life. And like we live on the main road in the small town, so everybody would see it. And I just feel like that's kind of a fun random fact of our current life situation that I want to embrace.
I thought like other people like did that for the people usually.
Yeah, it did. I told my mom. I was like, Mom, I want one of those.
I thought you were going to like go put it up. And
I might if she doesn't pull through. Okay.
That is really funny. Okay, so are you like hoping for like a text or like a call or like a gift? Like what are you hoping to get out of that?
Oh no, I just want people to be like, yeah, I guess
say
I want the whole town to know like they had a baby. That's what I want.
she is popular. She's popular. Okay.
People to be like, oh, yeah, the White House with the blue door. Oh, you guys are the ones that had the baby. Right. And I'm like, yeah, that's us. Yeah, that's us.
Mac wants to walk out of her house like a week after having her child and just be like, hello, that's the one. Here's my baby. I know you've waited.
I want no fame in the world. I only want fame in my small town.
Yeah. Big leaps and efforts. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, and that brings us to our other news is that, yes, I'm very pregnant. I'm 35 weeks now. So we're in the final countdown. And You probably saw this on Instagram yesterday, but we haven't gone to talk about it yet, Kenz, that when I've been going to sleep at night, my hands have been going numb because of circulation issues and things like that. Like, literally, like, I'll wake up and they're like, I can't feel both of my hands. So my doctor told me, she's like, you have pregnancy carpal tunnel. So she's like, you need to start wearing wrist braces to go to sleep every night. So
that is so funny.
Do
you think it's going to help?
Well, I do think it's because, like, when – it's how your hand is positioned. If your hand is like this, you're cutting – like, if a balled fist or, like, your wrist is down, you're cutting off the circulation. But if your wrist stays in a straight line, it's able to circulate the blood flow. So it's going to be really hilarious, me going to bed every day. I'll send you pictures of me with my wrist braces on.
Oh, my gosh, please. That is so funny. It seemed like, you know, it was well responded on Instagram. Like, people could really resonate with the carpal tunnel.
Yeah. I'm not the only one. Not the only one. So that's awesome.
Wow.
That's awesome. Really funny and humiliating. Not humiliating. It's humbling. And just
– she's had a lot of humbling moments through her pregnancy. Let's not forget her swollen eyes.
Tyler and I just laugh every time now. We're just like, of course. just imagine us, you know.
Has your pregnancy experience turned you off from being pregnant again? Or are you just kind of like, yeah, it is what it is?
Let's just say I do not want to get pregnant anytime soon. I'm not going to have our next baby. Yeah. I won't be excited when the time comes to get pregnant again, probably. So, yeah. And the other pregnancy thing is that I cannot eat anything that inflames heartburn, which is a lot of things. You know my addiction to Diet Coke. I can't drink any carbonated beverages, so it's out the door. No Diet Coke anymore. I can't – anything that's tomato-based or acidic, can't eat it. So that's like all the good stuff. It's like pizza and pastas and salads with tomato. You know, it's just so many things. So these days I've been eating like everything dairy, chocolate milk. Okay. I'm really into chocolate milk and ranch. And I can eat meats and stuff like that. So it's every day figuring out what I'm going to eat is really entertaining and really fun. So I'm into yogurt parfaits.
Amazing. So are you actually drinking chocolate milk or are you drinking chocolate almond milk?
I'm drinking Fairlife chocolate milk. It has like extra protein in it.
Okay.
Do you know what that is? I'm sure it has all sorts of carcinogens and horrible things in it, but yeah.
I was just hoping to call you out because she loves to talk about how she's eating all the dairy. And then you dig a little deeper and she's like, okay, I have a sip of almond milk.
No, I have so much. I Fairlife chocolate milk. I've gone through two, I guess they're probably like two half gallons in like the last week. So I'm really into it.
Good job.
Okay. Next is that I'm very into interior design right now. Like I might have missed my life calling. I think because I'm decorating the nursery and I've just been making little updates to the house and stuff. And it's really fun and an exciting time for me. And
wait, so you've liked it even more than just your nursery?
Yeah, like, you know, once you kind of get in that mind space, you just want to update other things. And
yeah.
So I'm trying not to spend a ton of money, so I've just been moving stuff around the house, which has been kind of fun.
Wait, that's amazing. You know, Mark is so good at that. I do think you missed your life in calling. Not actually.
Yeah, but not. And another
one. Well, it's not too late.
It's not too late. So.
Yeah, like, I can't do anything else in my life. 30 years old.
Yeah, life is over. But yeah, so the nursery's coming together. It's cute. The dresser got delivered yesterday. It came with about a zillion pieces of cardboard. So our nursery is a disaster right now because of that.
But yeah. Oof.
When you move, like, the cardboard is insane. Like, when you order new things, it's crazy.
No, we've, like, had to make so many. There's, like, a place here where you drop off cardboard, and we've had to do that a lot of times, filling, like, whole truck beds of it. Are you good at, like, breaking them down and recycling properly?
That is Tyler's job, so he does all that.
Oh, good job, Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his chore.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so
I'm not good at it. I'm bad at breaking up boxes.
Yeah, oh, I would be too. I would just throw them. If we had a garage, I would just throw them in the garage.
Okay, next update. I'm pretty excited about this.
Okay, next update. Oh, my TikTok?
TikTok.
Yes. Okay, so I have started posting on TikTok, which sounds hilarious and is so funny, but I've always just said I could maybe go for it and maybe want to do it. And what I love about TikTok is I would never do this on Instagram because Instagram feels like my real life. Like it's like, you know, people that I actually know, and TikTok feels like strangers in the abyss, which I like. And I'm posting about mostly like mom pregnancy stuff over there on TikTok, but it's really fun. And my goal is to like earn a little bit of extra dollars for the family. That's kind of like the end goal with it all.
Have you made some progress?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, I've made not a ton of money, but I've, you know, it's like I'm getting some traction in things. And we have some, you know, some dreams and some ideas of things we would love to do. And in order for that to happen, we might have to take some risks financially and things like that. And so I feel like having this extra stream of income for a couple years could be really awesome. So that's kind of like my driving force behind why I'm doing it, not because I want to be famous. I don't want to be famous except for the small town.
People have wondered. They're on the edge of the seats. Like, does Mac want to become a big-time influencer? What's her intentions here? So glad you clarified. You're in it for some extra dollars.
Yeah, I'm in it for some mailbox money, basically. So that we can do some of these things that we want to do and hope to do. So that's my reason behind TikTok. And I've always been creative and I love kind of the storytelling element and I like the strategy of it, what works, what doesn't work. And so,
yeah,
it's kind of fun in this season. While we're working a little bit less, it gives me something else.
You know, I just have to tease you since you teased me for the green smoothie thing.
Okay.
You know, you and everyone else becoming TikTok influencers. Isn't it true? Why do I feel like everybody is an influencer now? How did everybody get multi-hundred dollars? I mean, thousands followers of followers.
On TikTok? Because it's not that hard.
It's so crazy.
It's not that hard to get a lot of followers on TikTok. So that's why. That's what's crazy about TikTok is like you can post a video and thousands of people will see it that you don't follow you. And so the reach potential is pretty crazy.
Yeah, for real.
So,
you know, you need to get under Josh's little crew of influencers because he gives out free products and they do paid influencers. My husband does influencer marketing for those that don't know. And so, you know, he has like...
Can you put in a good word for me?
Yeah, I'll just put your name in the pot. I'll put your name in the pot. Be like, you know, she really would like some product. But no, that's amazing. I love that you're doing it because it's a little passion to pursue. So...
Yeah, it's fun.
And I love it personally to go stalk. It's quite entertaining.
Sure, you're so entertained. Tyler will watch them because he's not on TikTok. He'll like every couple weeks, he'll be like, all right, let me watch your TikToks. And I'm like so cringed out. I'm like, no, don't do it. But whatever. Okay.
Okay, good.
That's TikTok. Now, I think over the last couple years, I've talked a lot about community and finding friends here in Charlotte, here in Matthews. And I feel like God has been so faithful and we're in this season of abundance with friendships. And it's been really great. I feel like the friendships that we were praying for, we have now. And it's awesome. And it's so good. And it's really sweet. And so for anybody who's in that season right now, where you're like 6 months in, 8 months in, I mean, what are we, two and a half years into it or something like that? And I feel like just now it's really begun to happen and it's really cool and it's really sweet. I'm so grateful for it. Mm-hmm. And that's been awesome. But on the same time, you guys also know about my small group, my community group. And I'm definitely still the angsty girl at community group.
She's staying true to herself.
Meaning I'm still the girl who doesn't agree with everything and not afraid to speak up about it. And it's kind of hilarious. Even just this past week, I was like, guys, I'm really struggling with this. You know, I don't know if I agree with all this. And it's kind of hilarious and creates really funny conversations. But I'm really thankful for our community for accepting Tyler and I and our different ways of thinking. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I get annoyed with myself. You know how that goes sometimes where you're like, I wish I could just be like everybody else. I wish I could just like kind of fit in a little bit more. And because it's not fun. It's not fun to like wrestle through hard things and kind of disagree on some stuff. And so that has been like a funny journey of accepting where God has us in kind of our spiritual community while also staying true to the things that like God's really put on our hearts as well. So
yeah, that's good. I think it's important to have. Yeah, you gotta speak up though. I think in a lot of times, like small groups, they tend to stay. Like a church small group tends to stay on the surface. And sometimes you gotta take ownership to be like, okay, I'm gonna like ask the harder question, or I'm gonna be willing to like say the honest thing and potentially cry in front of everybody, even though this sucks and this is awkward and weird. Like, I think it does build deeper community. So you know what? You're doing it. You're doing it right.
Well, I don't know if I'm always doing it right, but I am trying to keep it real and keep it honest. And I think that is life with Jesus. Life with Jesus is not this like perfect, great rainbows and butterflies all the time. It is wrestling through hard things, staying consistent, remaining with him. And I really feel like that's what he's called us to do in this season, is to stay consistent, remain with this group that he's placed us in, yet also not hide our doubts or our questions. And they're not like spiritual doubts. They're more so, hey, we see it a little bit differently. And there's beauty and there's value in kind of having those hard conversations with people. So, still the angsty girl at Bible study and community group. And then the other big update in life is Young Life, all the time, all day, every day. Honestly, more than ever, we seriously hang out with high schoolers every single day of the week, pretty much. So
it's true.
It's really fun. It's really cool. There's so much fruit happening. There's a lot of hard stuff happening. I think discipleship and like leadership and ministry sounds so fun and so great, and it is, but then there are those moments where you're like, wow, I'm carrying a lot of heavy things for a lot of different people, and it's such a gift to be the person that like someone wants to call when things are hard and really tough. But then also it's such a weight and a responsibility to carry of like, okay, how in this moment do I point them back to Christ? How do I not take this upon myself, but how do I really, you know, point them in a direction that's going to lead them to the feet of Jesus? And I feel like my whole life, like, I thought I did discipleship. I thought I knew what that meant. And I think just now, I feel like God's really humbled me in this season of like, you're just now understanding what this really looks like and what this really means to enter into people's lives fully, to be fully available to them, to say like, hey, come follow me as I follow Jesus. Let's do this together. And so, I don't know, it's just been really cool, but also really hard at times. And really like keeping me so desperately dependent upon him, because most days I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. And I want to pretend like I do. I want to pretend like I've been in ministry leadership for so many years. I got this. I know how to do this. I have all the answers, when in reality, I don't. And every day, it's just a cool thing that I feel like I'm experiencing with Jesus. So it's crazy.
It sounds like we're going to need a podcast about discipleship from Mac Lee Bridges.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be really cool. That'd be fun. I would love to do that. So that's that right now. And then, okay, the last maybe two things.
Okay.
Two things. Okay. One of them is that it paired with Young Life and all that ministry stuff, Tyler and I are really focused and really praying through and really asking the Lord to be able to be parents who don't quit on ministry once we become parents. And I realize the, you know, naivety of us right now that, like, we don't know what it's like to be parents. We have no idea how much it's going to change our schedule, all these different things. But there's just kind of this deep passion in both of us to figure it out and not kind of like bounce out on relationships with all these kids that we've developed over the last couple years, but to remain and stay consistent with them while also entering into this new phase of being parents and honoring all that that asks of us and means for us. And so any tips that you have, Kenz, for us to figure that out?
You know what? Here's my number one tip.
Okay.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and you look at your schedule, say, my tip to you is sacrifice TikTok before you're going to sacrifice ministry.
100%. You think I won't?
You had that one on the bag, but just remember me saying that, okay?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to have time for something. So it's either going to be your time on your phone, something else before ministry. I think the point being, for everybody listening, is you're going to have to sacrifice something when life changes, especially when you have a baby. And so pick the thing that is less ministry focused or whatever. Not that that isn't for you guys, because I know it goes back to your marriage, but blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I think that's what we just are deciding now, is like the things that are going to matter the most to us. Like, we're placing this ministry opportunity at a high importance in this season of life. Not,
and you're
like,
100% going to be able to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm also praying. I've been asking God, God, give us a baby who, like, knows her role, but, like, is almost like fits the role, you know, is like able to sleep anywhere, go with the flow. And I've just been like, oh, I can ask God things like that and trust that, like, he's called us to this and he's going to provide. And I don't know what that really is going to look like. She might just be not about it. But maybe then he'll give Tyler and I just like this weird sense of energy and capacity to be able to do it. So that's the big thing I feel like I'm really talking to God a lot about right now, because I just feel so confident, sure, that like he brought us here for a reason, and I want us to carry that into our next season. So that's that. And then the last thing is that I'm really excited about our next Bible study, Kenz. So we wrote this Bible study, and it's going to be coming out like in the next few weeks, next month or so. We're just waiting for it to get here from the printer. And I feel like we're entering into our grown-up era with this Bible study, meaning like, you know, we've always been in college ministry, and that's been awesome and amazing. And I still think this Bible study will speak to so many college students. But if you're not in college and you've kind of grown up with us a little bit, I really believe the content in this study is going to speak to you so much. And it just kind of gave us the opportunity to share more stories about where we're at in life currently. And it's super rich, almost like theologically. Like, Kenz and I had to do some major learning and diving in. And I'm really, really excited about the next study. So more to come. But don't you kind of feel like we entered our grown-up era a little bit?
I think it's definitely a level up. It's so good. You guys are going to, like, I feel like the whole time we were writing it, we were experiencing, like, such fresh revelations that, like, a lot of times when we write Bible studies, you know, we're kind of going back to pieces of scripture maybe we feel more, like, familiar with and that we can, like, have more confidence writing about. But this time we, like, really took leaps of faith and studied new stuff and had new revelations. And I think that'll be true for the reader as well. So yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So
that's been on my mind. That's a life update. And that's me.
That's good. Oh, my gosh. Wait, I was just sitting here thinking I have one more affirmation for you. You saying you want to be a parent that also, like, does ministry really well and doesn't give up on that is reminding me of your transition from, like, your single season to being married. I know you were, like, always, like, the girl who was, like, I don't want to be, you know, and I think a lot of people are probably like this, where they're like, I don't want to be the, like, married girl that, like, abandons all of her single friends or just, like, only does that little bubble of life. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you did that really well. Like, you, like, were a married woman who also, like, who didn't just, like, act like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you're just basically going to be able to nail it. So there's that.
Thanks.
That.
I think I appreciate
it's a similar desire that you, since you've prioritized it, will be really fruitful.
Yeah.
So that's all. That's all.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. So,
okay.
Wow.
Life's crazy, guys. Crazy things happening.
Yes. Wild things.
I don't know.
Yeah. For us, like, it's so funny how different our lives look than they looked 5 years ago. And
I know. And I think we're really sensitive to, like, not I feel like we've been, like, sensitive to not, like, lose the attention of, like, younger women, like, all of you guys in college and stuff, because we're moms now. So, but you know what? We're going to try to live into that with more confidence because we need to. We can't be living in the past forever, right?
Right, right. We are a long way out from college now, sadly.
Yeah. We're still holding on. I'm still holding on.
Yeah, we're still holding on. But it's really fun to share about the things that are currently on our hearts. And that was something we committed to with the podcast this year, is, like, let's not, you know, just, like, keep talking about the past. Like, let's really sink into what God's doing in us right here and right now. So that's what we're trying to do more of. And so hopefully this kind of, like, all over the place, raw, messy life update was just something that was fun for you to listen to, and also maybe, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe gave you some encouragement to even think about what are some of the things that, like, God's doing in your life currently right now. So this was fun, and wow, that's all we have for you guys today.
Get ready for another amazing episode, because we are recording it after this, and it's fire. So, you know, hope you subscribe to the Find the Girl podcast. I don't think we've ever told you guys to subscribe, and this is our time.
Subscribe, okay? Rate, review, like, comment.
Yeah.
Whatever you
comment,
do.
Comment, share it with a friend, you know.
Yeah, do all the things. All
right. Okay, we love you guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.